see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome back to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this program, and here we go again, starting another week. I trust the weekend was fulfilling. But family, you got to get down to business now. It's a Monday. Don't always think Mondays are bad. I know, it's what you make them and all that sort of thing. But family, there's forces out there that try to make it different. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to get going here this weekend. This week, I seem to struck a nerve along the way. I'm going to stay with modernized paganism, exposing it. You know why I expose it and reprove it? Is for them. If you're born again, you ain't going to worry about it. But to know where the enemy is, and the enemy is Satan, the supernatural, Satan, Lucifer, who employs the secret societies. And that's what everything is today. Everything. I mean, there's not one thing you can name. Even in your personal lives, it's not affected by this battle going on around us that you can't see. People don't want to face it yet they go to church. People don't want to face it, yet they know something supernatural is out there, but they don't want to face it. There's that deep part that you don't want to look under the bed. You know, here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it's there. It's there. The supernatural exists. Evolution is impossible. The scientists just make up words. put big names on them, make it look like it's official. And so you believe it because they have some degree. The degrees mean nothing. Just means they got a piece of paper because they stayed in school and passed the tests. So what? What does the heart say? So if they can do mathematical formulas, Pythagorean theorem or whatever, who cares? What's in the heart that counts? Because when it comes around to tribulation and judgment, God don't care whether you know pi times squared or apple pie. It'll make one lick of difference. Whether it's pi, r squared, or apple pie, or rhubarb pie, either way a pie is nothing when it comes before judgment before God. You can pie all day long. Pie this and pie that and mud pie, who cares? He looks at the heart no matter what you got. No matter what you know. Except for one thing. That's Jesus Christ as your Savior. But then it's too late if you're dead already, because the judgment, well, actually, your eternal, shall I say career? Your eternal life is decided at death, whether it's timely or untimely, as we call it. But an untimely death is decided at that point. The reasons it happened are varied, but don't matter. Dead's dead. And if you're dead, then you're not born again. You're going to hell. There's no soul sleep. Scriptures confirm that. You know, I got to thinking about it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, but I got to say what I got to say here in my head. And I keep saying that because I got to remind myself to do the dedication. I get going on it. If I say that your soul, what they're trying to do is say the body just goes away. Once you've used it up, it's no longer around. So your soul is separated from your spirit. So the soul, they say, goes to the grave and rests and goes to sleep, like Sleeping Beauty or something. And then your spirit is connected to God, goes to heaven, or something like that. They don't like eternal torment. God wouldn't do that. We'll talk about that this week. But that's not what the Bible says. Now, people can make up anything they want to. I mean, you make up rules of poker. Back in the West, you get shot for it. Here you go to hell for it. Bigger stakes. So, they say the spirit and soul divide and separate, and the body just disappears and turns to dust, and that's all of it. Sleep is considered to be death as well. But here's the tricky part. Certainly there's a books could be written about that. Books are written about it. But here's the gist of why they call soul sleep. It's tricky and it's evil. You know why? I'll tell you why, right quick. Because if I am a sinner and I believe in, well, you know what? Your body just disappears and gosh, it's old anyway. It hurts. I'm done with it. And my soul just goes to sleep. And if I'm just a sinner, so what? You know, I can live, do my bucket list, go, you know, do what I want to do. Do as I wilt. And I go to sleep. So what? And then he wakes me up for judgment. Hey, Tommy. Yes. Oh, I'm awake. Oh, we're going to judgment? Oh, okay. I'm in, great white throne. Look at all the good deeds I did, Lord. Oh, they're not good enough. Oh, okay, so just make me disappear. You know, I just go away. So what? That's what they're trying to get through to you. But that's not what happens. When you die, you go to torment if you're not born again. If you are born again, you go to be with God in heaven until the judgment seat of Christ, marriage supper of the Lamb, you become a saint. Because the body is then brought back as Enoch was changed, as Lazarus came back from the dead, as Jesus resurrected, he shows you different ways that the body is going to come back. Your body is brought back. And it's married up, more or less to say, with the soul and the spirit that's been in heaven. You have a glorified body just like Jesus had. Just like Enoch was given when he was translated. And Elijah. Elisha. No, anyway. So the body is translated into a supernatural state. To a certain extent, Peter Peter's body was translated because he had the faith that he could walk on the water, and he did, till he lost his faith and immediately started transitioning back to flesh. He started sinking. So your body molecules are particles, particle vibration, and it creates a physical illusion of flesh. What do you mean illusion? I bleed. Yeah, well, that's part of the physical world. An ice cube melts too, but it becomes water. Ice cube hadn't gone away, just turns to water. Water heated up more, moving particles faster, turns to steam. Hadn't gone away, still there, just changed shape and form. You see how that worked? Body, soul, spirit. Your soul separates you from all the other spirits because you're connected to God. Animals don't have the spirit to Jesus Christ, to God, but they have a soul. When you see one animal save another, or you know, one animal taking up with another, or mourning over another, that's a soul. Called soulish, S-O-U-L-I-S-H, soulish animals. They have a soul. They're loyal to their master. They are loyal to each other, or they think they can be trained. And you ever had a monkey? I had a monkey for a year in Saudi Arabia. Like having a four-year-old child with a lot of hair on it. Strange, really, how they look at you. Like, gosh, you are sure such a hairy baby. Yeah, I had a Hemdryas monkey and a cat that I brought with me from the States. This is my favorite cat I brought with me. A world travel cat, by the way. He goes where I go. So I couldn't keep him in Kosovo because I thought there might be at the beginning an opportunity or chances that we'd have to evacuate the very beginning of it. So I wasn't going to bring my cat. And I'm dadgum sure we're not going to leave him behind. I'll kill for my cat, or I would then. He's like a kid, you know. This is how I look at it. Of course, I have become a little more entrenched in the word, but I've learned a lot since those days. But your soul is attached to your spirit. Your soul separates you from all the other spirits. The body goes to the ground. That's what's raised back up. It's translated at the rapture, whenever it is. Who knows when? Nobody knows. They're married back up again. Married sub of the Lamb. But those in hell will remain in hell throughout the period of time from death to throughout the thousand-year millennium reign till the great white throne judgment. Then they're pulled out of hell long enough to be judged for the eternal final judgment. The judgment is great white throne judgment. But that's all those that rejected Jesus. Then everything they've failed to do in the past will be brought up before them. And then their good deeds are looked at, but it's a little too late to escape hell at that point. This is in the Bible. Two judgments. Judgment seat of Christ before Armageddon, and the great white throne judgment for those that rejected Jesus is coming. But that's at the end of the thousand-year millennial reign. In the meantime, just going to sleep, as they say, sleep, soul sleep, would actually be a reward in a way. Some people today commit suicide and all that. I don't care, they say. So if I just live my life on this earth, enjoy everything I can, sin, who cares? Do as I wilt. I wake up over this long term of suspended animation, and I get before some entity that I think is evil. That's what they're thinking. And he makes me just disappear, annihilation. So what? That's what Satan wants you to think, but that's not what happens. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and let's get to work, so to speak. Lord, we thank you today for bringing us together in another broadcast, Father. We dedicate this program, Lord, your services to Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we call upon you today to lead us, Lord, in your work, Father, to show us which path to go. Show me, Lord, which path I should take this week. And forgive me of my sins and thoughts that I may have had that's not pleasing to you. Dear Lord, you forgive me my sins. And Father, listen to prayers of those that's praying now. Father, we do pray for healing of our family members and spiritually. And Father, physically, we pray for that healing to take place, for miracles to happen, Lord. We pray for opportunities to spread the gospel through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit to guide us along with the words to speak. And Lord, to give us those divine appointments that, Father, we can share with each other or share the gospel to others, Father, that are in search of that truth about being born again in the family of God. Father, to give us that wisdom and discernment and protection from, Father, the outside influences coming from the supernatural realm. And that's why, Father, we pray this prayer. And Lord, we pray this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves and over our family and everything belongs to us. And Lord, we ask you for those giant warrior angels, those to be loosed from heaven to surround us and protect us. And Lord, as your war club and weapons of war, to break down and undam and blow up all walls protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, to break the power of all these curses, and the hexes, and the vexes, the spells and charms, their fetishes, their psychic prayers, their psychic thought, and all witchcraft, and the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control to be broken up. And Father, the technology to be destroyed. The jinxes, the potions, bewitchments that they perform, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain to be lifted up from those, Father, seeking your forgiveness, the torment, the psychic power to be destroyed, the psychic warfare to be defeated, the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent my way or a family member's way, and Father, listen to the prayers of all others that's praying now, and return it and the demons and to the senders right now back to them, sevenfold back to them, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we do pray that these lost souls, they'll then find the light of your Son Jesus, and their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask the Holy Spirit to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts. And this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. So they too may be set free from the bondages of Satan, as all others in this realm of the Wicca. And Lord, we do pray on the belt of truth. Father, to give us the wisdom to be our counselor and our hope and our strength. To put on the breastplate of righteousness. And thank you, Lord, for showing us the truth about ourselves. That on our own, we can never be good enough to live in your presence. But Lord, through your saving grace, Father, you carry us through. And to be filled, overflowing with your Spirit. To put on the sandals of peace. And Father, we thank you for this peace that you give us when we trust and follow you. Even in the times of hard times, that Lord would know you're going to be there. And also help others to find that peace. Father, we put up on our arms a shield of faith. And Father, to thank you for helping us to have faith in you. That we can choose and count on everything you've shown us about yourself through the King James Bible. Everything you've promised us in your word. Father, to put on the helmet of salvation. And we thank you, Lord, for promising us salvation, both for today's battles, for all eternity, to guard our thoughts from all evil intent of any kind, that, Lord, you protect our minds from these mind processors and these mind control methods that they're producing. And, Lord, put in our hands the sword of the Spirit, which is the almighty word of God contained in the King James Bible. And, Lord, show us what you want us to cut, to use, to cut through the deceptions and gain your victory in any battle. Father, we pray for those being deceived by these drugs, the psychotropic drugs. We pray for our veterans and our citizens, Father, that's being targeted. Our children that's being given these psychotropic drugs for this false ADHD and all these things being given to them, Lord. Father, you'll take and nullify the effects of these drugs. And Father, to nullify the effects of these chips and these other technological methods by which they control the mind, thought to render it null and void. Father, in all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'm going to all week long, pretty much, off and on, expose as much as I can of the modernized paganism, witchcraft, idolatry, and expose you to the truth about Jesus Christ. And everything I say, I don't want you to even believe me. I want you to doubt everything I say. But I want you to challenge it, everything I say. And on your own. Prove it or disprove it or whatever you want to do, but at least you seek the truth. I just give you a clue. I give you a hint. Then you take it if you want, and then you challenge it. As a matter of fact, you should do that no matter what you hear from anybody. You need to do your own research. Get only yourself close to the Holy Spirit. Yourself. You. You don't need anybody else. Just sitting in church don't get it. Just sitting there. That's all you do, sit there. People do. It's when you take action. Fasting, praying, seeking knowledge, praying for others. That's what it's all about. Because you're going to need it when the time comes. And that time is coming soon. As I do in that one prayer I give, I do pray for the conversion of those in secret societies and wicked coven, as you can tell in that prayer that I give out, that I put out. It's what I'm told, and from doing the research, it's a powerful prayer. It's not because I say it. It's because of what you say, and because I trust in God, you trust in God, it's the same thing. But you got to trust in Him and have faith. He's going to be there for you. That's what it's all about. Because family, I'm seeing, and I believe it also on the YouTubes now, you have street preachers that's come up. I've seen several that now I believe the demons have come out. Because you see that some of the approaches of some of the street preachers are getting, it's not play acted. You see, these demons completely take control of a body. For one reason or another. Either through Wicca, Satanism, somehow they take possession for one reason or another. Drugs, an abominable sexual act, ritual. They take control like a parasite. Demons are like specks of light. That's all they are. They got you on the movies. There are big old monsters, ugly teeth, and all this and all that, and you know, just big, nasty, ugly, mean, and all. No, they're specks of light, family. They're not. The illusion they give, the speck of light gives an illusion when they get inside your mind. It's physics. It's not something philosophical. It is energy that combines with your energy, because light particles, energy particles, don't have substance to them, so they can intermingle. That's why that one in the Bible says, I have a legion. We are many. Well, how's that? How's a million demons or 1,000 demons fit into one person? How's a legion of demons fit into one person? Because they're light specks. Where they maintain their home, per se, is the pineal gland. And that little point in the middle of the forehead, linked up to the silver thread, goes back in your pineal gland, P-I-N-E-A-L. That's the home of the soul. Connected to your eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. The silver cord in Ecclesiastes, it talks about it. They loose the silver cord. That's a connection that God has to your spirit. And the golden bowl, that's your mind, that's your brain, that's your personality, character, everything, is your soul. Supernatural. The orbs that people see. I saw a UFO the other day. Well, it's flying around. It's green, purple, red, moving around. It's changing colors. Those orbs are fallen angels. They're not angels from God at all. And I tell you why they do all the color, like a disco ball rolling around in the sky. And they see them, different colors, and they're always changing colors and moving in and out. They're moving around like a disco ball. You know why? Because if they ever get stagnant in a certain frequency, they're sent to the abyss. They go back to the abyss. So I always got to keep changing frequencies. It's all about frequency, wave vibrations and frequencies. It's physics, chemistry. Quite interesting, but it's real. They created philosophy to make the supernatural appear to be philosophical, that you can in college smoke marijuana, right, and have some really good philosophical discussions. Or, you know, I never smoked marijuana, but I've been around people that, let me tell you, they got hungry a lot. But they would talk about all kinds of things. I'm like, man, wow. Now, when you're on moonshine, which is what I was in high school and college, you can't talk philosophical. Doggone, couldn't even talk. Couldn't even say philosophical. Back in the 70s. Bad days. Good days and bad days. Haven't paid anyone to look at it. Each drug, LSD, marijuana, cocaine, doesn't matter, bath salts, actually attract, it's a frequency. When it gets in your body... Okay, you ever seen the pictures before and after? On the internet, it shows you the pictures of individuals, how they look before, and there they are on meth or on some type of drug, but mainly cocaine or meth or something like that, but meth, especially meth, changes their whole DNA structure and their whole face. Everything just, I don't mean to make light of it, but goes to pot. It's terrible. The DNA, it changes your DNA. That there's proof in itself. Well, those drugs have a certain frequency, wave vibration. And when you take that particular drug for that particular frequency, it brings in a demonic entity that only has that frequency. For example, the bath salts, whatever drug that is. It creates a demon, a very powerful demon, allows it to come inside the person because their control is broken down. The silver cord is not connected anymore, and they're on their own. So the demon comes in, full, pew, there he goes. What happens to every one of them? They all act the same. You notice that? That each drug has a certain reaction. Well, in this one, they got to strip their clothes off, and they are extremely hot. The body is extremely hot, but very strong. And they love and they crave flesh. Literally. Why come you don't do that with marijuana or cocaine? Because it's a different demonic entity that gets us in through that drug. That's the key to it. The key to unlock your body. It works on frequencies. That's how that does. That's how that works. That's why the CIA tested it on people in the 60s and 50s and 60s, using drugs to allow possession of the body so the demons could come inside. You see, CIA, NSA, all these guys at the highest level are into Wicca, warlocks, supernatural, paganism. That's the root of it. It's not about national security and all that silly nonsense. That's just a cover for it. This is about Wicca. This is about Freemasonry. This is about the highest level. And Freemasons don't even know this. The Shriners do it to a certain level. 33rd degree Freemasons, they know it at a certain level. The Illuminati definitely know it. See, they're already in league with Satan. Human sacrifice, that's where all your children are going, and there's other reasons for that, where the children disappearing, I don't want to go into. This is what really goes on behind the scenes. But where's your attention pointed toward? Islam, Muslims, those darn Jews. Environmental pollution. All kinds of communism. Whatever. Depends what decades you're in. To keep you busy. Keep you distracted. To keep you pointed in the wrong direction. While they play with their magic and their alchemy. That's what they don't want you to know. And they don't want you to know what we talked about Friday. On how to defeat it, how to fight it, how to protect yourself from it. We talked about that Friday. On how to be freed from it. How to cut those family curses. They don't want that. That's why they have TV, to keep you in tune to it. To keep you always thinking these thoughts. Well, I'm not innocent by no stretch. But I'm always guarding. I'm always thinking, always trying to keep myself as straight as possible. And boy, let me tell you, that's a hard thing for me and for my past. I don't make light of it. Don't think that at all. This is the battle going on today. 89%, it's Ebola, Islam. It's the Jews are doing it. Someone make up your mind. Which is it? You see how they do this? That's exactly how they do it. They use the media. It's exactly how they do it. They use the media, which is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. Perfectly. To keep us all distracted. Pray against this. Pray the protection. Like I give you the examples every time I do that prayer to show you how you can fight against it. It's a supernatural war that you're in. Modernized paganism is what the battle really is. Family, this goes all the way up to your Congress, your presidency, your so-called kings and queens of every nation. Your king and queen is Queen Elizabeth, now queen. Always has been, except when King George was around and all the others in between, and still are. They haven't told you that. Some of you don't know that yet. But here is the trick. They want you to know about the Illuminati. The Illuminati want you to know about the Illuminati. They want you to know how worthless your government is. They want England to know how worthless their government is, and Brazil, and every other country, that once the worthlessness of all governments have been acknowledged, then they're going to give you peace, love, and tranquility, harmony, etc. But family, I'm here to tell you, it's a lie. They're using the seven areas I've talked about before to keep us distracted. Politics, religion, science, economics and finance, harmony, beauty, and the arts, philosophy. There's one other one. Forgot the other one. I'm trying to get all seven of them. Harmony, beauty, and the arts, economics, finance, politics, religion, science, the arts. Religion. Religion's the worst. And education. Aha. They control all seven areas. Through the schools, the military, they control the organized crime. Now, what happens here is people at high level, like generals and colonels and senators and CEOs and all these, they have power. They're shown this. Once they're shown this, they are responsible. They'll show it to you. And then the person with no faith will say, oh my gosh, this is so powerful. Philosophy, yeah, philosophy was one of them. they'll say, oh my gosh, this is so powerful. So, you with us or you're against us? That's what they do with all the CEOs that they want to pull in. With the generals that you want to make general, makes 4-star, 3-star, 1-star, 2-star. Well, here's what you got to do. Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, Rhodes Scholar. Family, they take these absolutely horrific oaths that their compatriots that used to know them in Command Staff College or in TBS Basic School or in college, you went together. He is not the same person you knew back then. You may have barbecues next door with them and used to be old friends and all that back in Command Staff College or when you're second lieutenants. He is not the same person you knew. If he's a Freemason, Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, or Rhodes Scholar, he is not the same person you knew. I can promise you that. They'll act the same, talk the same, but their heart is not. You'll believe them, but they will backstab you so fast because they're under a blood oath to lie, cheat, and steal. Read the oath for yourself. Just do it. Now, why am I telling you this? So that you will find out. You'll witness to your best friend that you thought was on your side. And you say, man, you got to get out of that Knights of Malta. You got to get out of the Knights of Columbus. You got to get out of the Freemasons. We care about you, you say. We want you to get out of there and then pray for him. Because he curses his family by taking these oaths. Family, it's important. Because they all believe the end justifies the means. That they're there to protect the human race. No, they're not. They're there to destroy the human race. They don't see it that way. I know they change because I had a best friend that I know for 30 years, that when we were having trouble, it was when I worked for him as a martial arts instructor. And we were good friends for like 30-some years plus. It wasn't the same. And then after two, three months of things not kind of working out, it was like different. Long story short, he said, Tom, you know I'm a 33rd degree Mason. I said, oh. Then I understood why he didn't like me talking about the New World Order in the dojo. And he had insight knowledge of when I talked to other people on the phone while I was working. So I understood then why he had the supernatural knowledge. I understood why he was different. Because when you get a 33rd degree Mason, you perform certain acts that allow yourself to be possessed. It will change you. They're different. Eyes look different. Everything's different. This is the enemy, is paganism and witchcraft. And paganism and witchcraft is the enemy of themselves. That's why I bring this up. I don't bring it up to single them out. Let's go burn the witches. No, it's to help by praying for them, by witnessing to them, and those in religion, in, I mean, all religions, family, I hate to tell you this, but if you do the research, remember, don't trust me, don't believe me, do your own research. Challenge everything I say, everything. I don't take offense to that. You got to challenge people, man. You got to challenge them. You become your own expert doing your own research. Think on your own. Get close to the Holy Spirit. You do it. You don't need a preacher, a rabbi, a pope, priest, or a pastor, or whatever. It's always good to have those of like mind, sure. If you're having trouble because you've got addictions and all that, yeah, you need deliverance. Sometimes you can't do it yourself. But you got to pick the right ones that are born again. Because this is the enemy of all mankind, is the supernatural Satan, the fallen angels, and the demons that are real. You go to church, right? Those go to church. Why do you go to church? A lot of people go to church. Mega churches? Check it out. Why do you go to church? You want to worship God. Who's God? He's supernatural. Okay. So if you believe in supernatural God, you're on the right track. Because if you believe in God, you got to believe in the demons too. Because it's in your Bible. You can't ignore it. It's there, the devil, they call them. The devil, and you have the demons. We are many. We are a legion. What do you think he's talking about? Can't half-step it. It's real. Halloween. Ha! Halloween is just celebrating Satan, his birthday. Back in my day, we used to go out and crank up the A model. No, I'm joking. Sort of. I had a 63 Ford Falcon. You could hear that thing a half a mile away coming. When I was 16-year-old, I was embarrassed, but it still ran. 63 blue Ford Falcon. Probably all rusted. It probably now part of the ground. Maybe it's somebody's spoon. I don't know. Anyway, when we'd go out, when I was in West Jefferson, North Carolina, as a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid, I'd take 2 bags with me. I'd dress up like whatever, probably Hopalong Cassidy or Roy Rogers or something. I don't know. I forgot what I dressed up as. Anyway, and I'd come back with bags of candy, man. Oh, we'd sift through it, you know, and it's apples. Didn't have to worry about razor blades or little pins in them and all that sort of thing. Just didn't have to worry about getting kidnapped and all that stuff. And we go to haunted house at the church, of course. Yeah, you got it? Yeah. And then it went for some time, and all of a sudden it started getting dangerous. You know, you bite an apple and it cuts your lip because it's got a razor blade in there. And things started happening, and ugly things, you know. Now I'm going to talk about Halloween this week. Probably tomorrow, I don't know. Who knows when I talk about it, but it'll be this week. And you know, I sometimes feign from talking about the pagan roots of Christmas and Easter. And, oh yeah, everyone, Christianity, yeah, as sure is. Columbus Day, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day. If you knew the roots of it, the real roots and the purpose of it, it's horrifying you. But for us, me, everybody, it's ritual. So I get that, you know, that twick, when I talk about it, because it's normal for us to do the Halloween. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween to you too. Yeah. Then the kids come along. I don't have any candy. Turn the lights off and hide so they don't, you know. And you open the door if you do that. Oh, here you go. Oh, hello. There's a little princess there. And that's, oh, it's cute. And all this and all that. Here comes a little witch. And here comes a little devil, demon. Oh, you're so cute. Come here. Yeah, here's some candy for you, you little booger. Get away from me. And come over here. Oh, here's princess, whatever. Oh, and she's so cute. Oh, yeah, that's cute. And then, you know, the Bible doesn't say don't go to Halloween, but what's the purpose of it? Anyway, well, here's the other side of it. If you understand the roots of it, it's absolutely horrific, where it really came from. And the trick-or-treat is not candy, let me tell you. It's more bloody. But here's worse. Christmas, Halloween, Easter, doesn't matter. The thousands of children that are murdered that night while we collect candy or give out candy is staggering. Christmas, Easter, every holiday is a sacrifice, either sex ritual or human sacrifice of children. Worldwide. Why? Because it opens up a veil between the second heaven and the first heaven that during those days, those are like markers of the heavens, if you want to call it that, of where the veil between the first and second heaven, the demonic realm of the second heaven, principalities and powers of darkness, where they reside, and earth, which is the first heaven, the physical realm, is thinnest. Thinnest. And so when they produce these murders, disasters, these kind of things that occur by ritual, the veil thins and that demonic entity can enter into this realm, into bodies, or come into this realm. I've talked about this in detail before, but not tonight, not now. high level leaders, presidents, prime ministers, scientists, philosophers, etc., that are going to make worldwide changes are called avatars. When they're possessed at birth, because their DNA is subject to that possession as designed, yep, they're called chelas. They have extraordinary abilities just in 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old. They're given degrees and they're given certain awards and they're put in certain positions that they're going to work for the Illuminati. And when they're done with them, they simply just kill them because they've signed over their name to Lucifer. This is why they go through college. This is why they take the secret society oaths and all that. Four types of avatars. I'm not going to talk about it now. So I'm just giving you a general overview of what's really going on in the background. This is far beyond Islam. You say Islam. I'm not for Islam or any other religion. I'm for Jesus Christ. Christianity is based on pagan. See, I'd warned for 5 years since I started doing the broadcasting. And now it's happening. Now, that's not saying I'm not going to write a book and all that silly mess. I'm just trying to let you know. This has always been ongoing. Some of us have got the hand on it and some don't. Because we're not looking at it. I've talked about many times, and this is documented, in the Illuminati's own plans. Specifically, a textbook called Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, 1977, is a textbook of the Illuminati. Just like Atlas Shrugged and several others that are textbooks used by them. Here's the point. They say in that book, Signs of Christ, which is a Illuminati handbook, textbook, that the Roman Catholic Church, the Church, Christianity, is going to take a re-spiritualization. It's going to re-spiritualize. It's going to go back to its pagan roots as it was before Constantine, 325 AD. That's what it was. Those that rejected the pagan roots, and they couldn't kill the Christians and enough of them in the Colosseums, they said, okay, well, let's create a religion to bring them in and then corrupt them. That's what Christianity is. Jesus is not about religion. He's about your salvation, not about religion. What's a church, Jesus, in your Bible that you cover in church, what does it say a church is? It's simple. Where two or more are gathered. Peter was never a pope. They killed Peter. Peter was corrected by Paul on more than one occasion. Peter wasn't a pope. A church is where two or more are gathered in his name. Doesn't say the name of it. They said since we can't kill and extinguish this belief in Jesus, we're going to join him. So they created at Council of Nicaea Christianity. Because Constantine was a pagan. He had the pagans already in his control. So he created Christianity. And then 37,000 SECTS sects later, you've got Christianity. I mean, really, take a peek. Christianity is about God. Okay, well, which one? Because you've got 37,000 different ways it's looked at. So which one's the God? Or do you have a God that lies? Now, you can say that if you want to. I'm not going to. Because God doesn't lie. So how can you have so many different beliefs just in the Christian faith? Yeah, it's to take you away from the truth, that's why. So now they've got everybody pulled in. Then they let you take off in any Christian sect that you want. Just pick one that you like. Mormons, you inherit a planet. There you go. And Jehovah's Witnesses, that you have soul sleep. And Jesus is a prophet, but not the Son of God. Not, you know, I had a bout with a Jehovah's Witness in my house last week. That was interesting. In any case, so, you know, you have to be baptized. Over here it says, no, you don't have to be baptized. You should be, but not. Over here it says, if you're not speaking in tongues, then you're not saved. Over here it says, don't matter. Somebody make up your mind, because go to the Bible and what it say. See, so many different ways of looking at it. That's what religion is all about, is to confuse you. The King James Bible is not about Christianity. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. The King James Bible is God's holy word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. God incarnated human flesh is Jesus Christ. The King James Bible is his word, which means it goes back to creation. It's not about religion at all. So what they're going to do is now, since they got everybody on board, so to speak, that's what that Palmer guy run around everywhere to bring everybody. Protestants, we forgive you. Come back to the Catholic Church. Come back to us. Of course, he died kind of in a motorcycle accident. I wonder who he ticked off at the Vatican. Any case, so they all come back. When they got everybody back and everybody religious together, they're going to crash it. It's called a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church to go back to its pagan roots. How do you do that? Well, you show how these preachers and pastors are rich and wealthy, and how they're Tammy Faye Baker and Bakers and Swaggerts and all these. They bring it up and show you how they're failing and all this and all that. So you turn away from your faith, which is not Jesus, but Christianity. Now you crash Christianity. Here's the point. What's going to happen? Christianity, let's say Christianity is a ship, a boat, whatever, fishing boat. And you get a hole in it, it starts sinking, and you're going under. You know, what are you going to be looking for? A buoy or a little rubber boat or another boat that comes up. You're going to jump the ship, aren't you, and get on the other boat? Yeah. Well, that's what they do. They sink the Catholic Christianity boat, sink it, and here comes up the New Age boat. That's what they're going to do. It's called the dialectic. Okay. That being said, this past week, they're coming out with it straight out. They call it something else now, though. And right here it is. Dated October something. October 8th, 9th, 10th. Reconstructionists, pagans, are reviving the polytheistic religions of the ancient Greeks, Druids, Egyptians, and others. That is it right there. Now you look up Teilhard, T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D, Teilhard de Chardin. He's a Jesuit priest, is known as the father of the New Age movement. Oh, he's serious big, serious influenced. A Jesuit priest that's the father of the New Age movement. He's the father of the reviving polytheistic religions of the ancient Greeks, Druids, Egyptians, and others. And guess who's the mama of it? Yeah, the mother of the New Age movement is none other than brum, 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 Helena Blavatsky. You know Helena Blavatsky, right? That was heavily studied by Hitler. And Jordan Maxwell, who's not Christian whatsoever. Jordan Maxwell falls all over himself and drips and dribbles like you're eating king crab on his shirt with dripping butter. He drips all over himself when he talks about Helena Blavatsky. He gives this real syrupy kind of response. Helena Blavatsky is such a great one. No, she's a witch. And she brought in the first phase of the New Age movement. You know, brought to her? Like Ellen G. White, who talked to two men from Jupiter. Fallen angels brought it to her when they manifested in the flesh here on Earth. Not aliens. There's no such thing as aliens. These are fallen angels, family. The sons of God that took the daughters of men before the flood and after the flood. And I tell you what, when you create babies, that's pretty physical, because they have to take a physical body to be in this realm. And how they take physical bodies is what I said an hour ago. by human sacrifice, by ritual. They come through that thin veil, and they take a body, a flesh body, of a different DNA. Or they channel. Depends how much power and energy they've absorbed. And they deliver the orders to mankind to follow through. And who are they talking to? The Pope. They're talking to the Illuminati, the Italian Illuminati, who are slaves to the fallen angels. Some of you, my new listeners, you're going to think, oh my gosh, what's he talking about? But I'm going to tell you what I'm telling you is the truth. I'm cutting right through the mustard. Who works for him? Or your Italian Illuminati at the highest level, way past government. Government. Presidents. Ain't nothing but a dime a dozen. Breakspear, Aldo Brandini, Orsini, Medici, Chagi. Let me tell you, those aren't Jews, if you haven't guessed already. The outer side are your Reynolds family and Russells and Rockefellers and all those they want you to know about. They want you to know about them. Take the heat off the Italian ones, the Roman. But they're nothing more than slaves of the fallen angels. That's who they are. That's what's going on today. And who else works for them? Wicca. Satanists. Luciferians. Freemasons at the highest level. And Freemasons below don't even know it. Knights of Malta. Knights of Columbus. Club of Rome. Trilateral Commission. United Nations highest level hierarchy. Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, Gorbachev Foundation. The list is innumerable of associations, organizations, governments at the highest level, kings and queens of every country, called the Blue Bloodline. Blue Bloodline because of the copper-based DNA. They do not want you to know this. So we go back to exactly what I was telling y'all about the re-spiritualization is now taking place. As soon as they crash religion, you're going to be looking for a buoy for another ship to jump on. And that's what they're setting up now. Reconstructionists, pagans, are reviving the polytheistic religions of the ancient Greeks, Druids, Egyptians, and others. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That is the New Age movement. The polytheistic religions, ancient mystery schools of religion, is now taking place. It was written back in 2004. It actually goes back further than that. And these religions are still going strong in the background. After all, we've been celebrating them for the past centuries. It's called Christmas, Easter, Columbus Day, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day. Now you got it? All along, we've been celebrating it. While we celebrate and are rewarded, children are being massacred and ritualized in the shadows by the highest level of government officials, presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, and the world population is not remotely aware of it except for the ones doing it. They don't understand. The Reconstructionists, they call it now, are a group of neo-pagan people who look to pre-Christian cultures for their faith. Different branches of which they worship the gods of ancient Norse, Roman, Egyptian, and Druid peoples. But what they don't tell them, it's been ongoing since the dawn of time. Since when? Nimrod. That's where it started. Exactly. And scholars say the numbers are only a fraction of the neo-pagan community. Now, it's massive. It's the rule, not the exception. See how they write this? How they bring it into people like it's something new? Also, they have a vibrant illustration of rejection of traditional religion in the United States, which is called the falling away that's beginning to start to take place? A movement away from more eclectic forms of neo-paganism like Wicca. Taken up by pagan pioneers in the 1960s and 1970s. And guess where that came from? Yeah, Tavistock. Behavioral think tank in England. Chatham House. The Royal Institute of International Affairs. Tavistock. Now, what does that mean to you? Does it mean anything at all? Does Tavistock mean anything to any of you out there that don't know about it? You're thinking, why am I bringing this up? I don't know about Tavistock, you might think. Some of you might. I don't know. I can't assume. But let's see if Tavistock has any effect on you here in the United States. Well, let's take a little peek at who they take. Oh, well, look at there. You think MIT has some effect in America? How about National Training Laboratories? How about Brookings Institute? How about Hudson Institute? How about the Heritage Foundation? A little connection there, you think, maybe? Oh, yeah. How about Wharton School of Economics, University of Pennsylvania? Hey. How about your RAND Corporation, the Club of Rome? How about the Association for Human Psychology that was created in 1957? How about the CIA Incorporated, connected to RAND? Ann RAND, named after that witch. And MK Ultra, mind control, that's recruiting out of all the colleges. Sandusky times 10,000. Sandusky is just a sacrificial lamb. You got 10,000 Sanduskys throughout the United States. MK Ultra, mind control, if you're picking out recruiting certain profiles out of the colleges. At the University of Rochester, 85 plus other universities in America. How about the University of Wisconsin? How about Wake Forest and Duke University? How about Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies? How about social psychiatry? How about ISR, Institute for Social Research? How about Harvard Psychiatric Clinic? Yeah. How about Stanford Research Institute, SRI? Family, it's just scratching the surface. You think that might affect America a little bit? Just a tad bit. How about more than a tad? Now you got the idea how significant this really is. Now I'm leading up to several things here. Several points. I know that people are interested in this because they're trying to find out just what is making this place tick, and I'm trying to tell y'all. You say, well, what can I do? Well, I talked about that Friday. But just for the record, and I know some of you are not going to like this much, but I can't really help that. And again, I told y'all not to believe anything I say. To challenge everything I say. Challenge it, man. Go after it. Prove it wrong. If you do, great. Let me know. Send me an email. And I can say, well, gosh, you know, I made a mistake. Because I'm not perfect at all. I'm not all-knowing by no stretch of the imagination. But I do a lot of focused research. And I don't have any movement, connection, or blood oath, or whatever to hold me back. My loyalty is to Jesus. I'm done. That's it. I'm finished. It's not country. It's not constitution. It's not none of that. My loyalty lies with Jesus and Jesus alone. He comes back. He's not looking for a constitution. He's not looking for a flag. He's not looking for any kind of an idol or emblem or logo or whatever. Not at all. He's looking at whether or not you took him as your savior. That's it. But the answer, Joint Chief of Staff, is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Says, if my people, which are called by my name, don't humble themselves and pray seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. But instead, we're coming up with 20-plus states that are same-sex marriage. Abortions are going to be legalized. Marijuana will be legalized eventually. Listen, child euthanasia is going to be legalized eventually in Oregon, Texas, Washington State. When they do that, that's when the shock and reality we're going to hit a lot of people. When their child that's disabled can elect to kill themselves and you can't stop it. When are people going to wake up? And then it's going to morph or change or, no, expand from a child that's disabled to a child just tired of living because they're bullied, or a child that's on ADHD drugs, because that's another purpose for it, that you're all letting it happen. And these lying psychologists and lying psychiatrists from these Harvard universities come up with some silly name, says your child needs these drugs because they got some stupid name that they call it up, some psychotic episode or whatever. It's a bunch of nonsense. Remember what I said about drugs hour ago or so? That the drugs open up portals to allow your children to be possessed? Are y'all getting the idea? Same thing happens to our veterans. ADHD, a deficit hyperactivity disorder, robs children of their ability to focus and pay attention. Really? Kids with ADHD are fidgety and easily distracted. Isn't that what it's about, being a child, that you're kind of easy distracted and get fidgety? You got to be kidding me. Makes it difficult to stay on task. I know a lot of adults that way. Drugs tend to do that, you know. And then children being young children, they're not yet adults. Hello. Some are a little more active. You know what makes them hyperactivity? Hyperactive? Hey, y'all southern folk down there. Those Pepsis and Coca-Cola don't help much for breakfast. You understand? And don't tell me you don't. I've seen people at these supermarkets down here with like 3 or 4 kids hanging on to them. I thought they were opening up their own business with Coca-Cola and Pepsis or Dr. Peppers. You would not believe. It's not. I said, y'all got a party? No, this is what we give our kids. I said, oh, Lord of mercy. You got kids no higher than a kneecap and no higher than a waist drinking that Pepsi and Dr. Pepper all day long. Yeah, they're hyperactivity for sure. And then the mother and father are working and the kids are going wherever. Where's the family? That's the purpose of the whole thing. It's to break up the family. Vladimir Putin. Well, might as well be. They're all the same. Obama, Putin, Tony Blair, the whole doggone lot of them. But Vladimir Lenin, was a student of Weishaupt. Humanists. He parroted the quotes that he'd learned from the humanist. To destroy the country, you destroy the family unit. That's how it's done. That's a strategy. That's a principle. So then you say, well, if you were a Bilderberg member, how would you, on a grand scale, start destroying the family? And they came up with his ideas in Tavistock. Now you got it? So this had to start with destroying the families. When did it start? 1945. Because before 1945, you had your family structure. I mean, look at the TV, man. Look at the TV. That's how they control us. Okay, in my day, what was it? Leave It to Beaver. You had the mother stay at home. Yeah. Cooked the dinner, cleaned the house, fed the breakfast, all the nice little wife. There you go. Little wife, nice little wife. And the husband would go to work. He was the guy reading the paper. Yes, what you want there, Cleaver, Beaver, whatever. Then you had a TV program, sitcom or whatever. Father Knows Best? You got to be kidding me. Father Knows Best. What a title. You ever thought about that? Today it'd be Mother Knows Best. No. Mother, the Ninja Warrior. You know, my mother's a ninja or something. I don't know, whatever. So you got a change. Everything's a changeover. They're changing everything. Oh, I got this. I got documented here. I mean, my regular listeners, bear with me here a minute. I know some of you are saying, oh, no, now what are we going to hear? Well, I mean, I got it documented here. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, ding, 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 ding. There she is. Man, her name keeps popping up, man. Back in the past, she just won't go away. She's like Hillary and Brzezinski and all these other pagans. I mean, they just go back forever. They keep going, don't they? Like Energizer bunnies or something. I don't know what. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, to give you the idea here, so for those new listeners, I think I got a bunch of them today, Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M. Now, don't believe me now, remember, don't believe me. Challenge me, doggone it, challenge me. Please, prove me wrong. Whether you tell me or not, it don't matter. Just prove me wrong. And don't believe me. Don't believe a word I tell you. But go after it. Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M. This boy got around, let me tell you, back in the 48 and 53. Oh, 1948. That's pretty close to 1945, wasn't it, when it started to take down the family? Brock Chisholm said, oh, who was he? Oh, he was the director of the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO. 1948 to 1953. Okay, so he said, and I quote, a typical globalist view and strategy is in a really nice little quote. The quote's not nice, but the summary of it is. He said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. Let me say it again. To achieve world government, is 1948 to 1953. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, their loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Now, when you take each one of those on a matrix and you put, remove from the minds of men individualism, make a column. Loyalty to family, make a column. National patriotism and religious dogmas, to remove them from that. Now, what would you do as a member of the Bilderberg? What would you do as a member of the UN, Wiccan? What would you do as a Satanist that worked for these people, these groups and organizations? What would you do to say, let's do this, to then this is affected with programs, with training activist organizations we can form to cause division of family, to cause a person to lose their individualism? What would you do to reduce national sovereignty? Now, they need that. To remove religious dogmas, would a Reconstructionist do it? Would showing how despotic the religions are, to have Scientology designed and created, to start destroying what they've set up? Same-sex marriage, by chance? Abortion? Legalized? Drugs legalized? Oh, I think that would do it. Have our mother and father to work? That means you got to reduce the income to the household? How are we going to do that? And they decide how to do that. Family, this has been planned at Tavistock, starting in the 1940s. Feminism fit right on in there perfectly. And in fact, it was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. They trained activists. Who wants to join a feminist movement? Women that are subjected to slavery. Well, that means we got to do it first. Okay, then let's make sure they don't have the right to vote. Let's make sure they don't have the right to smoke. Let's let the men do it. And the women, men vote, men have a higher pay wage. This was planned back in the 1920s to subjugate the woman. Family, this is planned by Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud. You understand this? Sigmund Freud was an avatar. Gestalt was an avatar. Leonardo da Vinci, I have this documented, by the way, was an avatar of the fallen angels. Now you see how it works? I kind of snuck that in on you, didn't I? That's how it really works. So Tavistock set up 1920s, 1930s, after 1921, actually, set up the change of our culture beginning in 1945 to 1950 to keep us all in turmoil and fear. Here comes a Cold War, fluorine in the water, aluminum pots and pans, which created chronic fluorosis. Oh, I got all this documented. This is not anything speculative at all. By design. Now, each one of the things I'm talking about, I could do a program on each one of these things. You see? This is what they've done. And so in 1950s, 1960s, Vietnam was looked at for many reasons to promote the Cold War like Korea was by design. There's only reason for it. To bring drugs in from Vietnam and South America, to infuse them in the black community and the white community, and to make it available to start the drugs, to start the breakdown of the family. Woodstock. All that New Age stuff. Oh. Did y'all's lights go on just now? Did your lights go on? The Reconstruction pagan religions coming back was set up in the 1960s to actually take place. Teilhard de Chardin put the plans in motion. Tavistock quantified it in 1960s, started moving. Now, how do you do that? Rock and roll music. Tavistock, look it up right now. Tavistock organized, trained the Beatles, Elvis, everything across the board. It's proven over and over that the music, the channeling, comes from the fallen angels, come from demonic entities, come to influences of the songs, the music, the names of the bands, groups, to enhance the drugs. They sign their name in blood, like Wicca, to Lucifer. And in fact, this is confirmed. It's not speculation. You see, all this is set up through Tavistock. You see? This is the reality and how the world really works. They get y'all busy while they work the Wicca in the background and the New Age movement. The drugs. The wars. Agent Orange to create the cancer by design. With the lie for defoliage. Baloney. The lie from the pit of hell that the Joint Chief of Staff, those cowards, come out with. Sorry, I guess I'm a little bit drastic, but somebody's got to say something about it and call it what it really is. Because they have given a blood oath to advance to the next level of human evolution, the New Age movement. So they got to take America down by taking down the family. That's how it works. So you say, well, gosh, this is too much. I want to go back to my golf game, and I got to turn this channel, man. It's too heavy today. No. All I got to do is pray about it. Get Jesus Christ in your life. Gain wisdom and discernment. And then start preaching the word. You see. You see. And it's all based on Luciferianism, witchcraft, in your government, in the European government, in the Scandinavian government, in every government on the face of this planet, because they're all Illuminati. And you can get the names. The names are available. Their agenda is laid out, Iron Mountain Report, Bretton Woods, oh, it just goes on and on and on. But family, let me tell you something. That probably overwhelms you maybe a little bit. Somebody's head's going up and down, yeah. But let me tell you something. No matter what they do, no matter what organization they form, no matter what technology they have, there is no way on this side of heaven that they'll defeat the creator of this universe. It is impossible. So everything they've done to date, no matter how far back in history, don't matter. And no matter what they do in the future, it don't matter. They lose. There's nothing they can do about it. God allows it because of we pulling away from Him. It's in the scripture because it's going by the book. Exactly. You see? So now you understand, this is probably a good time to start talking about this, Halloween, because everybody's mind's into this thing now, right? To now start bringing up the witchcraft in Wicca. It's not Islam. It's not Zionism. It's not environmental pollution. It's not some meteorite streaking across the sky going to hit us, oh, we're going to die, all that sort of thing, or Ebola. Oh, well, I'm thinking about that. I'm going to kind of jump around a little bit, but actually I'm not. Ebola, I found a little article today that I found very interesting. Now, I could be wrong here. Forgive me. I'm not a microbiologist. But I found an article. Now, if I'm wrong here, send me an email and say, Tom, you went overboard here. Okay, no problem. I'll come back and say, well, you're right. But right here is an article I found that a Liberian doctor is using HIV drugs to treat Ebola victims, and the NIH, National Institute of Health, is intrigued. So, well before the Ebola virus was brought to the United States by a man traveling from Liberia. What a bunch of baloney that. The whole thing's a hoax anyway. It was wreaking havoc in West African country where nearly 2,000 people have died during their worst Ebola outbreak in history. Now some doctors in the country are trying new ways of treating Ebola-infected patients. Well, Gorby Logan, a doctor in rural Liberia, has given at least 15 Ebola patients Imvalutine. Lamvudine, something like that, which is considered a long-term and effective drug to test HIV patients. All but two of them have survived. Now, what's that telling you? That he's smarter than everybody else. Now, he's probably been using this to treat HIV. So now, my basic biology, now if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, don't correct me here. But if I'm using a drug to treat a virus, and it cures it or whatever, and I use a drug on another virus and it cures it, wouldn't you think those two viruses are connected? Isn't it the same kind of virus then? Would it not be somehow connected? Huh. So now all the HIV people don't have Ebola say, well, I want to use that drug too. I want that drug, man. Give me that shot of that stuff because I got HIV, they say. So Ebola, drug will treat Ebola and HIV. So it's going to bring in HIV infected people to get this. Not for the Ebola. They don't care about that. Because HIV, cure it. I want that too. And the ones with Ebola get the same drug. Family, the vaccine is what causes the pandemic. This is the tricky part. Go back to 2009. Look it up right now. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people died in 2009 of the flu. Really? Since when? It didn't happen. It wasn't a pandemic in 2009. Problem was, they wanted to give you two vaccines to start the pandemic in 2009 and declare martial law, but didn't happen. Oops. Here's something else for you. Did you know that HIV was created in a laboratory at Fort Detrick, Maryland in the late 70s? HIV, Pat Robinson, he's a 33rd degree Mason and a member of the Council of National Policy, a right-wing subversive group of elite religious outlaws, every one of them. The Council of National Policy is subservient or under the Council of Foreign Relations and created the Tea Party to bring in the Patriots to find out who they are. And also Lydia LaHaye's a founding member of it. LaHaye, Palin, all these people. Chuck Missler. They're members of the Council of National Policy, CNP. Not good. That's bad. Pretending to be on our side or not. So, if the HIV virus was created in the late 70s, and then they blame it on God, which it was created not on, it wasn't created by God, it's created by man to start the killing process. And if you got Ebola, which then research is starting to show that it's the same virus modified, HIV, Ebola, and the Gulf War syndrome, immune deficiency disease also was created. That's very interesting of a method of depopulation. Yep. That would make sense why a drug would solve also HIV and Ebola. That almost confirm it just about. Special projects of classified project late 70s, Fort Detrick, Maryland created HIV out of nothing. They may blame it on monkeys or something. I don't know what. Eating monkey meat or having sex with monkeys came from Africa. The same lie they're telling about Ebola. The vaccines, family, gives you the pandemic. That's how they control it. They'll infect a couple of folks or lie about it just to get the fear. So you'll run to the drugstore and get your Ebola vaccine. And those not with Ebola, and say, wow, cured HIV? Well, I get two with one shot. No pun intended. That's when the killing starts. And they're going to blame it on God. God did this because you're evil. God did this because you're a sinner. That's what Pat Robinson, other 33rd degree Masons, will start spouting off. Because they're part of the Council of National Policy. Oh, yeah. Family Research Council, James Dobson, the whole darn lot of them. They're all part of this. Pretending to be Christian, forget it. No way possible. Because they're members of these organizations. So instead of exposing these organizations, they work with them. So I thought October 2nd was this article that came out about a Liberian doctor using HIV drugs to treat Ebola victims. NIH is intrigued. Intrigued? Shouldn't they have us figure this out already? Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker, man. Hook, line, and sinker. Oh, they got a new TV program now. You hear about the new TV program called Daystar? You ever heard of that one? Oh, it's the same line here. Daystar, like TBN, they're all Freemasons. TBN, T.D. Jakes, Crouch, when he's alive, Hagee, Joyce Myers and Rick Warren and Joyner and all the whole doggone lot of them. TBN, 700 Club, they're all Freemasons. Well, now they got one called Daystar. Now, watch this. Yeah, Christian videos and live TV featuring popular pastors like Joel Osteen and his wife, Victoria. Do good for yourselves. God will love you because you do good for yourselves. That's right out of the Satanist manual, literally. That's what she said. But that's a humanist, satanic doctrine. Humanist. Yeah, buddy. Sure is. She was given the authority to say that to start the ball rolling for the Reconstructionist You see? Joyce Myers, another one. Joseph Price, T.D. Jakes, Brazier, Copeland, every single one of them. Oh, Gloria there, Benny Hinn, the whole darn lot of them, all part of this. Every one of them. They own the money anyway. They own the world's wealth and part of it. They're there to kill and control the world's population, given the illusion that the money is the goal. They use the money backed by wealth from the earth. Oh, that's another story. Daystar. Now, watch this. Daystar. Morningstar. Isaiah 14:12 in the King James Bible. Lucifer falls from heaven, wants to ascend above the Most High. We know that already, don't we? Lucifer. That was his name. The light bringer is Lucifer. Enlightenment, that kind of thing. Lucifer. Latin for light bringer. Lucent. Now, in the King James Bible, Lucifer. It says specifically Lucifer. But in the other Bibles, is Daystar or Morningstar Lucifer. Yeah. Morningstar Ministries, Rick Joyner, who is a member of the Knights of Malta with his buddy Jerry Boykin, another one of the Knights of Malta, high-level chancellor. That's almost higher than the President of the United States, actually. They're Knights of Malta members. Morningstar Ministries. His logo is a morning star, Lucifer, and the moon, Allah, moon god. That's his morning. That's his logo for the church. Yeah, buddy. Then you got Daystar in some of the Bibles about Fel, Daystar, Morning Star. That's Lucifer. Now, what they do, they take a young initiate in Freemasons, other places like that, and they say, we're going to prove to you that Satan is Jesus Christ. You can say, what? Yeah. I don't know what degree they do this at exactly. But this is what they show them. So they take another Bible, NIV or whatever, and they'll show them where it says the Daystar fell from heaven, Isaiah 14:12. Other Bibles will say Morningstar fell, but the King James says Lucifer. Then they'll show them Luke 10:18. So look here. Satan fell like lightning. Then they'll show them Revelation 22:16, where it says, Jesus says that he's the bright, that's very important, bright and morning star. And that's where they show them that Jesus is Satan and Lucifer is the good God. But you can't do that with the King James Bible. Daystar is Lucifer. Morningstar is Lucifer. But Jesus is the bright and morning star. That's how that works. Look it up on your own. Go for it. Boy, they are really tricky. I'll tell you what. When you can divide this and figure it out, you can see how they operate. Now, do y'all remember? Oh, here we go. Oh, this is not good, but this is slam dunk. Look here. And really goes back to what I was saying about brought Chris home. To destroy the family. Destroy the country. Destroy the family. That's why the Rockefellers funded the feminist movement. Aaron Russo confirms that. Gloria Steinem funded by the CIA. Oh, yeah. Watch this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, back to what I was talking about, oh, about 30 minutes ago. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and her previous court opinions, in 1977 submitted a report stated that the federal government in 1977, when this thing went into effect, should, one, provide comprehensive child care, and that was to get the children out of the home. Number two suggestion was the federal government should change the homestead law back then, provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as the husband and wife who do live together. How much sense does that make for a government to do that? Wouldn't that not give you more tax benefit for living together to keep the family together and increase the tax liability for living apart? But that's not what she suggested. Was reversal. So then a family that's needing a jobs, needing money, feed the family, they have to live apart so they don't have to pay as much taxes. That was to divide the family up. That was the purpose of this evil woman that's still moving along. Dealing with she's consistent at least. Break up the family because she's pushing the gay marriage thing, isn't she? Hard and fast, man, with a hammer. A ball peen hammer, to be exact. You see how this is all fitting together? Well, here comes the humdinger. Watch this. In the same report, she said that, quote, suggested that they draft women into the military and assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women in the military. Frontline units, hand-to-hand combat, Joint Chief of Staff. Are y'all stupid? Or did y'all get some kind of what? You breathe, I don't know. What'd you do when you went through the gas chambers? Did you use, for practicing CS? They use glue? Or do you use really CS? Because you've lost your minds up there. You're going to tag women with Spetsnaz in a combat situation? Really? Well, you could do that if you want to break up the families and also reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military. Because you're all's loyalty is to Lucifer and the New Age movement and bring us under subjugation of the North American Union, aren't you? Yeah, you are. So this thing, affirmative action, the armed forces, equalized number of men and women to eliminate traditional feminine roles. No longer father knows best. Switched around now. That's the purpose of it. And number four, eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, integrate all male, all female organizations like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities, bathrooms together, rooming together, everything else. That was to eliminate traditional male roles. Now, watch this. Let's go back to armed forces. Draft women in the military, assign them to combat duty, apply affirmative action to the armed forces, equalize the number of men and women. Okay. According to that, too, in 1993, Clinton, don't ask, don't tell, bring homosexuals in. Now, do homosexuals get along with heterosexuals? No, they do not. Evidence is you had 15,000 male sexual assaults to male in about 2012. 15,000 sexual assaults. Homosexual men and heterosexual don't get along. Female and male sexual assaults, male to female, was like 12,000. So you got a problem there. Now you put them in a combat zone. You got a little bit of a division of the military now, don't you? Now, here we go. This was 1977. She recommended these actions be taken. Well, in June of 2013, a Knights of Malta member by the name of Panetta lifted the ban for women to frontline units. As a matter of fact, the Marine Corps, I just hope the commandant's just sleeping on the job and not just dumb. But the Marine Corps came up with a unit training women to fight in frontline units. Is that stupid or what? Women are not like men. There is a slight difference of upper body strength, and they got this thing called a womb, and they have babies. Men don't do that yet. Oh, that's where the Ankh comes in. That's another story. So there's a little bit of difference in physical that maybe the, I don't know, maybe the Joint Chief of Staff must have forgot about that or something. Maybe they need a course in biology again. Or are they trying to reduce the effectiveness of our own military in order to bring on the North American Union and UN administration of the United States so we'll not have too much effective resistance of the patriots? It's to reduce the number of patriots. Think that might be it? Especially when you have 26 suicides per day that's being orchestrated. Per day. I didn't make a mistake. Per day. 26 plus. Joint Chief of Staff. God, you people are evil. And the ones that you're letting this happen, you have no backbone. When are you going to stand up? Good. Well, I found an article. Anti-feminist lawyer plans lawsuit to force women to register for the draft. This is September. I don't know what the status of it is. I just found this article. I didn't know about it. So about a month ago, this lawyer, anti-feminist, by the way. So they got to create the feminist movement. Then they got to come up with an anti-feminist lawyer to make it clash by design. To register women for the draft. Panetta lifted the ban. Sneaking up on you little by little. This New World Order agenda. Ladies' night at the bars, at the clubs, and feminist movement, all that was created by the Vatican, created by the Illuminati, Tavistock. And they're sneaking up on you once again to do just what I've been telling you. Look it up. It's all right there. Talks about testified before Congress that omission from the registration draft ultimately robs women of the right to first-class citizenship. Whew, man, they're getting heavy. Because men exclude women here, they justify excluding women from the decision-making of our nation. See how they pull you in? Patriotism, same way. Edward Bernays set that up back in the 1920s. By design. Republican Charlie Rangel, the Democrat from New York, don't matter, Democrat, Republican, these guys work together. They pretend they don't, but they do. They've repeatedly introduced bills to reinstate the draft, including for women. What a shocker. Hollander's previous quasi-exotic quest to end ladies' nights at bars ostensibly allies as well. Two University of North Carolina students, I wonder how much they were paid, anyway, started a campaign to end them, calling the practice inherently sexist. This is how Tavistock does it. They've created NAACP, ACLU, all these organizations to do just what they want. So they'll play on both sides every single time. Occupy Wall Street, marching against the bankers, was funded by the bankers. Rockefellers. The organization to try to curb and curtail the suicides of our veterans. Past 6 years has increased it. Paul Rykoff, he's sitting down, was one of the head and former military, former Marine, I believe, is ahead of this, or was, or still is, ahead of this organization to curb military suicides. Is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. A member of the Illuminati. That's putting a wolf in a pig house and calling him a pig. He's a member of the Illuminati inside trying to help veterans suicide to stop it. It's only increased. And then because it got so many, they call them accidents. How do I get this across to veterans organizations? How does this happen? Who cares? Who really cares? It's driving me nuts. It makes me angrier than I can only imagine sometimes, that people just sit on their butts, and these Joint Chief of Staff and these organizations out there that hide from the truth, run from the truth. And when I mention this at meetings I go to sometimes, they look at you and just change the subject. Well, I throw the line out there when I go to veterans meetings and stuff. A by the way kind of comment. Make sure I'm around 3 or 4 people that hear it and watch the reaction. Nobody jumps on it. Nobody says, well, let's go check this out. Let's form this, form that. No, they don't. They just, and nobody's talking about the voice, the skull, the voices they hear in their head. That's technology. Oh, I understand it. They can't imagine why a government would do that to their military. But you try to tell them about the New World Order, about the North American Union. And they're conditioned. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You won't see the evidence? No. Yeah. It's conditioning. It's like a hypnotic response. It's frustrating. But family, again, let me tell you. There's nothing they can do to win. Jesus Christ has given them the rope to hang themselves. They have the opportunity to repent before he calls it. And when he calls it, he's in total control. And there's nothing they can do about it. When they show you, and they're like, I'm almost working for him right now by telling you all this stuff, causing the fear. You say, oh, what can we do? Now I'm going to tell you, God's in control. And there's nothing they can do to stop the judgment coming upon them, except take Jesus as their Savior and get out of it. Now, they'll incur the wrath of man, lose their job, or they'll get chastised, or some of them that's taking a blood oath may die, whatever. But fear him that can kill both body and soul than him that can just scare the body. Because this is supernatural. I go back to what I said 2 hours ago. This whole battle is supernatural and can be proven so. This is the big picture. And the Wicca are the ones keeping people distracted. Oh, it's heavy in the military, the Wicca. Witchcraft in churches. Oh, my gosh. Now, I'm going to talk about tomorrow and today. Well, we still got 15 minutes to go. Yeah. About witchcraft in the churches, witchcraft in the military, which is massive. It's the rule, not the exception. Witchcraft in the churches. People don't realize it. The corrupted Bibles they're using, and the preachers aren't doing anything about it but use them. Divination is condemned by God, and you're told not to use it in any form. It is forbidden. Yet its growth and practice is used widely in every church. Some of those don't even recognize it and realize it. The going around to the pews in the Pentecostal type of churches is exactly the same thing they do at Mecca. It's a chain of possession that they don't know about. They don't understand this. The feeling they're getting is not from God, the Holy Spirit. You can't tell them this because they get mad at you and all that, but that's what it's about. The spirits of divination, the holy laughter, holy drunkenness, rolling around on the floor, getting popped on the forehead, popped in the back of the head, slapped down, hit, beat, taking the demon out of them. No, it's putting it in there. Like your Benny Hinn's and all these guys. The forehead, they're slapping the pineal gland. Putting the demon in there. The ones coming up to be healed are closely scrutinized and questioned and acted out. See, the spirits of divination, counterfeits the Holy Spirit by producing seemingly miracles and producing lookalikes. And the spirits can actually foretell events, names, persons, dates, and places. Actually can bring success and prosperity. These are Satan angels, not God's. People would only take a look at what's going on and follow the true word of God. And I know that I definitely cannot go up for any kind of political office because I surely wouldn't get no votes today. I guarantee you that. Matter of fact, more tar and feather than anything else, but somebody's got to speak the truth. That's all I plan on doing till I don't speak no more. Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what you've got to remember. And hang to it. Know His promises. Because He'll always come through for you. And there's nothing they can do about it. That's why they have all this control. Because they know they're on the backside of the moon. Because they're going down. Matthew 25:41 tells you right there. Matthew 25:41 says, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Because we didn't help those that hungered. Those were thirsty. The strangers that didn't take them in. Naked didn't clothe them. And God will set you up. That's your tithing. It's not 10% of the church. The tithing comes to you in divine appointments. That's your tithing. And sometimes people won't see it, but you will. That's your testing. Entertain strangers unaware, for they may be angels, and they do come in human flesh. And working through that perverse spirit, the spirit of divination, produces lying wonders. You know, today's church leaders have become agents of Satan because of psychic or soulish type praying. They begin to manipulate people by the continual repeating of certain Bible verses or particular situations, circumstances, or control of human beings, whatever the need may be. But the believer in Christ Jesus uses the name of Jesus when praying. Pray is the will of God in all things. They don't trespass in the will of others, and nor impose their wishes or desires on the individual being prayed for. See, God's made us free moral agents. He fulfilled the law, didn't abolish it, but Jesus Christ fulfilled it, including the Sabbath. It gives you power over demons, and that's why spiritual warfare verses have been removed from the Bible. Manipulated, like Matthew 17:21. But it gives us power over demons, but not over the will of another human being. But witchcraft gives you power over the will of another human being. Now I want to talk tomorrow about the witchcraft in the military. And all this week, I'm going to focus on the meat and potatoes of what's going on today. Witchcraft, Wicca, neo-paganism. You know, Will Smith, all of them sign their name to Lucifer, all of them do, reveals the real-life limitless pill that doubled his IQ in minutes. Gosh, I'm going to get one of them. Maybe Luther ought to have one of those. No, Elmer, you know what I mean? To get one of those pills, man. Just go get the pill and drink energy drink. No problem, right? Well, that little pill has a microchip in it like Regina Dugan talks about at DARPA. Uh-huh. And you know the Pope said? Along the lines of re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church? The Pope said, quote, God is not afraid of new things. Unquote. Whew, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. That's what it says. Hillsong Church, another one. Hillsong Church pastors won't speak out on gays because Jesus didn't either. Say what? He told the, says adultery or homosexuality, all these are sins. He said your sins are forgiven you. Go and sin no more. They keep leaving that out. Go and sin no more. They keep leaving that out. That includes homosexuality, adultery, lying, cheating, stealing, all that. If you got the Holy Spirit in you, you're going to be convicted of it. You're going to feel guilty. Then they'll say, okay, you feel guilty? Yes, I do. Okay, repent, and I'll lift that burden off of you. And he does. And so you got another one. Quote, the Pope to demote anti-gay Cardinal Raymond Burke, unquote. These articles are so blatant. And recently, this is Halloween, yeah? Yeah. Child sacrifice, yeah? Yeah. Quote, police hitmen kidnapped 43 Mexican youth, 28 others cut into pieces and burned. Family, this is all about satanic ritual sacrifice. All this. Everything. And it's increasing. That veil is getting thinner every day. More and more. God leads me to articles I need to read. And things that lead me in that path of what they're actually up to and doing. You put it together. You come up with a picture. Family, tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9, and also remind you all that we are played up in highportradio.net, that's highportradio.net, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, sorry, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and what he does is plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. And I do appreciate that. He does that for us. For me, rather. Things have changed here a little bit. I'm doing a Facebook on my own now completely. And I'm also doing a broadcast of my own completely. So it's a one-man show. So you all bear with me on Facebook. I got to do those mimes, or whatever you call those darn things. But anyway, so in any case, it's John Kirkler. He's a friend of mine, and he plays our broadcast, agreed to, and Bible studies, and he has sponsors up there in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. Three Towers, he plays us, and get in touch with him, or go to highportradio.net, look for the sponsors, and use them. And our role in it is appreciation for him playing our broadcast and Bible studies. I've got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, and I got a website, watchmanforjesus.com, and I use that primarily for my broadcast. I've got archives, some few studies there, but they're quite intense, and it's all free, whatever, just go there, but I use it mainly for my broadcast media. It doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, no need really. I don't get into all this investing stuff and all that. I don't know, whatever. I don't get into all that. I want to get the Word of God out, and that's all I care about doing. And teaching you and showing the truth. That's it. So, family, get right with God, family, because things are moving. As I tried to explain today in the articles and how it matches up with today's agenda, and the agenda that goes back generations is now coming to fruition. That's my whole point, is to show you how fast it's moving. And this generation shall not pass until all be fulfilled. It all hadn't been fulfilled yet, but we're darn sure close. Well, family, y'all have a great night tonight, and know that Jesus Christ already won. But we're going to have to go through this stuff, and y'all got to get ready. Get your house in order. That's your spiritual house. And soon. Y'all have a good night and God bless. This is your watchman. Signing off.
Came from everywhere, drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.